Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Unrest after Mozambique's October elections leaves Christians in danger as well. Then a microloan program reflects God's care for people's physical and spiritual well-being. We'll explain what we mean in that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Mozambique, where Christians are being targeted amidst ongoing political unrest. Johann Grobler works with Mega Voice to distribute audio Bibles in that region. He says terrorists are destroying homes and businesses.
And especially this time of the year where Christians celebrate, unfortunately, often these insurgents take an opportunity to cause fear and harm to Christians.
Results of an October election are not yet confirmed, but Grobler says there are signs that the current administration will lose political control. This is driving a power grab met by protests across the country, where Mega Voice is facing challenges in the distribution of audio Bibles. A shipment of several thousand is currently held up.
The unrest and violence is part of the reason why it is not going through. So that's also a prayer pointer to pray. And if it comes through, it will encourage many people.
Christians can also pray for the safety of those in ministry and for local believers.
That they would be steadfast and that the Lord will protect them. For them, it's also difficult and often they don't have the means to protect themselves.
Meanwhile, although the Chinese Communist Party is atheistic, it has a role in gospel ministries to China. Sounds surprising? We'll explain. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says the ministry is considering a new angle to their work. They've distributed God's Word in China legally for more than a decade, but
every seminary, every training center that we have the opportunity to visit or at least talk to their leaders are really concerned about their students who are graduating and going out into the field, not having the resources that they need.
It seems to be an open door to meet a vital need with local believers. And that's why a trip to China this fall was so important.
It's all about relationships, even when there's difficulty and challenges. And we were very honored at this trip to lay a foundation, not just with CCC leaders, but some of the Communist Party leaders that oversee those areas we were able to meet with and have a little bit of dialogue. We were there with a larger group of people from the West that were there just trying to learn what ministry in China looks like moving forward and get to know each other a little bit better.
Praise God for these continued connections and join them in prayer.
Pray that God opens doors for us to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit's guidance to be able to make a difference and keep supporting those ministries that are doing work in China, because there's still a great need, there's still a great opportunity in spite of the challenges.
And finally,
we need to have a spiritual emphasis, yes, but we also have a practical and physical emphasis, and they actually speak to each other.
During this Christmas season, Scott Clifton with Farms International reminds us of the opportunity to offer both physical and spiritual hope to a world in need. He says, we see a marriage of the spiritual and physical in the birth of Jesus Christ.
Isaiah talks about, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And you have that idea that a physical child was born. Jesus became fully man, but to us a son is given. The son was already existing. He already existed in that spiritual sense for all of eternity.
Clifton says this concept is all throughout Scripture. He points to the account of Jesus healing a paralytic.
And so he tells the man to walk, and he does. And he uses that physical reality that can be easily understood by everyone around to point to the spiritual reality that had already taken place, which is the forgiveness of sins.
So this Christmas, please keep Farms International in your prayers. Pray for Christian business people to be equipped through zero interest loans and to spread the impact across their communities. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.